This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is coming up in the next hour. He's loaded for bear, incredible information to break down. Tommy Robinson is our guest. TommyRobinson.online, true political hero. And just incredible what he's gone through. In the 5 minutes we have left, other points you want to get out to people, other areas you want to get into, where you're going, where you see the political awakening, how you see the globalist striking back. Tommy Robinson.
One thing I'd love to do is to just to express to individuals, to anyone who's watched this, to anyone who sent me a letter, to anyone who sent me an email, just to let them know the effect that the support, that when I went to custody, I think next Thursday I'll go back to prison. And I just want people to know that the support they gave me, and I know, I took satisfaction in the fact that many people who watch that, many people who watch these shows, they make a decision at some point to step over, to then start sharing articles, to start speaking. And it shows courage by every single individual who's willing to do that, because I'm fully aware of the backlash that you get off certain members of family, off friends at work. So I wanted to just take a special moment whilst I've got the platform to thank everyone. If you're in America, if you're in Australia, if you're in Britain, if you emailed me, just to let you know, for those hours that I read your words and your support, it picked me up. I used to sit on a demonstration day when there was a demonstration to free me anywhere on the globe. I'd sit and wait for the messages and the letters to come through to show me what happened on that day. So, yeah, whilst I'm on the platform, just a massive opportunity, Alex, to yourself and to everyone across the world who showed me support, because it meant so much.
Now, Tommy, you're such a working-class hero, and everybody knows that. I'm not just buttering you up here. And here you say, I fully expect to go back to prison next week, but you privately told me, you said some of it on air, they want you to apologize and fall on your sword. They might set you up anyways. And so you're saying, not that you don't want, you almost, like you said, you lost 30 pounds. You said when you were in there a year, it wasn't as bad. This time it was so bad. They were throwing feces on you, all this. And it's not like you looked like a prisoner of war when you came out on Tucker right after it happened, took a few weeks off with your family. Why are you ready to go back to prison? Why do you think you may go back?
Because I think that I think it would diminish everything. And to be honest,
I don't want you to sell out. But I did tell you, if you at least say, I understand the law, I think you misinterpret it, but I'll try to work within it. I don't think if you say the open-throated apology they want up front, they might set you up. But Tommy, we don't want them to kill you in there, man.
No, Alex, I've gone through the look. I sat down with my wife. I explained to her the situation I'm in. And I said, look, I just can't do it. I can't do it in the sense that, I don't accept it. I don't accept that anything I said could have prejudiced that trial.
No, I agree. So it comes down to will. You're not exposing pedophiles successfully. You're not going to say you did something wrong when you didn't.
No, I'm not. That's it. And if someone could show me, because I've repeatedly, after meeting after meeting after meeting with different lawyers, all different lawyers, I've said, tell me what problem there is with what I said. No one can. All they can say is, yes, but it broke this restriction. So tell me why there's that restriction.
And that was the judge's interpretation.
Well, yeah, because the law states that he cannot put a restriction on
Here's the deal. I want folks to pray for you, and I want them to pray for justice, and then I want you to be safe. And you've already been on the front line long enough. As a real leader, people want to hear you in a studio, on the street some, but you've charged into battle enough, my friend. We really, at a gut level, you are more valuable to winning the hearts and minds in the rear with the gear instead of the front lines. I'll say bye to you during the break. And Paul Joseph Watson from London, England is coming up. Tommy, we love you. TommyRobinson.online. People support him there. Donate there. His legal fees have been incredible. God bless you. You're a great example to us all, Tommy.
Thank you very much, Alex. Cheers, man.
He's going to be back next Tuesday or Wednesday, right before this critical trial. Pray for Tommy. We'll be back with Paul Watson in 60 seconds. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Jones Show on the September 18th edition. There's a big article which went up on The Guardian, an always friendly website towards you, yours truly in InfoWars. Today, this afternoon, as of a couple of hours ago, headline, YouTube's alternative influence network breeds right-wing radicalization report finds. So you remember that CNN basically, along with BuzzFeed and others, embarked on a six-month lobbying campaign to have InfoWars' Alex Jones banned off of the internet virtually almost entirely, to the degree that his LinkedIn page even got taken down. Well, now we see the same process again. Basically, what's happened is this shadowy group called Data and Society Group put out this report, and they specifically identified literally every semi-famous or famous YouTuber you can think of. They've got a network here in this article, which if you scroll down is in the middle of it. It's called the Alternative Influence Network on YouTube. And basically, it looks like that famous meme out of, what's the TV show? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or something, where this mad guy with the mad hair has drawn all these lines, all these different connections between random things. They've literally taken every major YouTuber who even dips their toe into politics and drawn a manic series of webs and interconnected lines between all of them, based on who has appeared on who else's show. Which, of course, means you must, of course, completely agree with everything that person says if you appear on their YouTube channel, even though in many of these cases, it's literally where two people have had arguments and have completely disagreed with each other and fallen out. But no, that means there's a giant, alt-right, dangerous conspiracy taking place within the underbelly of YouTube. Basically, they try and make the argument that it's radicalizing young people. In fact, in their very report, which is linked through from the Guardian article, and I'll find it just here, they say, quote, YouTube is the principal online news source for young people. So they acknowledge that the mainstream media, the legacy media, is getting its butt kicked on YouTube, which I've acknowledged for a long time. And then they go about making an argument with absolutely no evidence whatsoever that it's radicalizing young people on the right, even though a lot of these people in this crazy network that they've drawn up aren't even right wing. Some of them are actually left wing. And of course, what do you think the conclusion to this article is? Oh, it's that YouTube needs to shut us all down. So you see how this works. And within five minutes, I was able to pick this apart. You go to the original report, you go to the original website of the shadowy Data and Society Group, which is calling for YouTube and admits in this article that they've lobbied YouTube to have all these different people shut down. We're talking about people like Steven Crowder, people like Ben Shapiro. Some of these people are somewhat part of the Republican establishment. Candace Owens, I mean, she's basically in the White House now. Dennis Prager, Joe Rogan, who isn't even right-wing, doesn't even talk about politics, mainly on his podcast. But all these people are engaged in a giant hateful conspiracy to radicalize young people. Of course, I'm there on the network as well, so is Mike Cernovich, James O'Keefe, Gavin McInnes, basically anyone you can think of. Sagan of Akkad, even Tim Pool, who is a liberal, he's apparently at the center of this vast alt-right conspiracy. So you go to the website of this shadowy organization that's put this report together and then had it amplified by their left-wing allies in the media. And who's funding them? Well, imagine my shock, it's George Soros' Open Society. Literally, you can go direct to their funding page, datasociety.net. Click on the left-hand side where it says funding and partners. What have you got? Open Society Foundation, New York Times, Microsoft, Microsoft Research. All these massive corporations, UNICEF, Kellogg Foundation, Ford Foundation, Omid Yar Network, Media Lab, all these massive foundations, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that's who funds them, that's who they're partnered with. So again, we see the same process once again. Lobbying YouTube to shut down their competition, not because we're radicalizing young people, because we're defeating them on their narrative. And this is a roundabout way which they get to lobby and directly take it to YouTube and say, oh, look at us. We're this big, credible, independent organization, and we've identified hate speech on your platform. What are you going to do about it? You dig into it for 5 minutes, it's a George Soros front group. Let's start going through this article on The Guardian. Because, again, it immediately comes out in The Guardian because, again, that benefits them. They want to shut down their competition, too, for monetary and political purposes. It says YouTube provides a breeding ground for far-right radicalization where people interested in conservative and libertarian ideas are quickly exposed to white nationalist ones. Now, absolute nonsense. In virtually all cases on this weird network that they've drawn, the actual white nationalists who appear on the same channel as the, quote, libertarians, conservatives, are arguing with them. It's a debate. The people, the conservatives, the libertarians, are challenging their ideas and trying to discredit and debunk them. Just because you appear on the same platform as somebody doesn't mean you share all their beliefs. I mean, what is a debate? It's two people with opposing viewpoints going up against each other. None of these people, none of these white supremacists, who openly call themselves white supremacists in some cases, or at least white nationalists, have ever been on my channel. Jared Taylor, never been on my channel. People like Mark Collett, never been on my channel. Richard Spencer, never been on my channel. I've argued with all of them on Twitter at certain different times. But again, just because they may have once appeared on someone else's channel, oh, then everyone's a white supremacist. Guilt by association. Literally to the point where you have a black 20-something woman, Candace Owens, who's literally in the White House basically talking to the Trump family. She's a white supremacist too. So again, it's so transparent what they're trying to do here. They're trying to pressure YouTube because YouTube aren't going to look into their website. They're not going to see that this is another form of corporate brigading. They're just going to accept it as an independent, credible organization. And it says, although YouTube's recommendation algorithms are partly to blame, see, now they're getting into, well, if you don't ban these people, at least relegate them in the algorithm. The problem is fundamentally linked to the social network of political influencers on the platform and how, like other YouTube influencers, they invite one another onto their shows. Oh my God, you can't have people who disagree with each other or people who mainly agree with each other talking to each other about politics. I mean, what could go wrong? The report. And again, this Guardian article does not tell you who's funding the report. It's the people who want to shut us down and silence us. The report describes an alternative influence network, like it's some shadowy thing that we've kept secret, of about 65 scholars. They have to be shut down too. Media pundits and internet celebrities promoting a range of right-wing political positions from mainstream conservatism to overt white nationalism. Right, so basically, two opposite ends of the spectrum, conservatism, libertarianism, white nationalism. Because conservatives and libertarians have challenged their views and sometimes appeared on their channels or vice versa, that means that that's some kind of conspiracy to push white nationalism as a whole. No, it isn't. That is the ultimate in conspiracy theorizing. They are broadly united by their reactionary position. Again, most of these people disagree with each other. In fact, they had an article yesterday out of a UK publication calling Count Dankula and Sargon of Akkad alt-right. They literally have massive, giant flame wars and arguments on YouTube, on Twitter, with actual members of the alt-right on a regular basis. Oh, but no, they're alt-right. Do you know what the alt-right is? Sargon of Akkad was literally banned off of Twitter for pissing off the alt-right. Oh, no, but he's alt-right. We're all alt-right. Because then if they can slap you with that designation, they can pressure YouTube to shut down the channels or, in the very least, relegate you in the algorithm, and that's what it's all about, because we're winning the narrative. We're waking people up to this phony left-right system, to this phony system, you know, overseen by NGOs like the Open Society of George Soros, which is literally funding this report, literally partnered with this organization. We'll be back on the other side of the break to get into it more. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800- 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. This is the Alex Jones Show. Coming up later in the hour, we've got some shocking new revelations about China's social credit system. We've talked about that before, how it's coming to America. How people are now literally, they have this social credit score which updates in real time. This is literally straight out of a Black Mirror episode. They've linked it up to surveillance cameras and misbehavior, bad behavior, examples of which I'm going to give later from this article, are literally being taken off their social credit score. So they have a social credit score of 800. If they're a naughty boy or girl, if they criticize the government on the internet, if they buy alcohol, that is one of the reasons given. If they buy alcohol, their social credit score gets diminished in real time. And it can lead to preventing them from traveling by plane or train. It can lead to social media account suspensions and being barred from government jobs, and people are already having their lives destroyed by this. This is what the authoritarian left wants. They want to take it beyond merely silencing your voice on the internet. They want to punish your life. So there's a big new article on that I'll get into shortly. But continuing with this shadowy organization backed by George Soros, basically, and a bunch of massive corporations and NGOs, has come out with this fear-mongering pile of crap, and The Guardian has peddled it without question, claiming that the vast network of alt-right white nationalists, the vast majority of whom don't believe in anything that the alt-right believes, is basically part of a huge network that's radicalizing young people. Radicalizing them to do what? They don't quite say, because they have absolutely no evidence to back up these ridiculous aspersions. So they get into people like Ben Shapiro. He's bad, he's part of the alt-right now, even though he's Jewish and the alt-right absolutely hates him and he argues with them on a daily basis. No, he's alt-right. Jordan Peterson, Dave Rubin, again, a Jewish gay man, he's a white supremacist. It continues, while the mainstream members of the group typically don't subscribe to alt-right or white nationalist ideals, they do host those who do under very friendly terms. Well, no, they don't. They've had giant arguments with them. But again, it's called debate. Again, these people don't believe in even acknowledging the right for anyone to have a platform, even if it's for the purpose of debunking their arguments. It continues. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because you can see right through what they're trying to do. It says, YouTube profits from these live debates. God forbid people should have political debates. Through the Super Chat feature, which allows users to pay to have their comments highlighted during the stream, even if a channel fails to meet YouTube's advertiser-friendly content guidelines. As a BuzzFeed investigation in May highlighted, these paid-for comments are frequently used to spread hate speech. So again, what is that? That is a direct financial attack. That is an attempt to financially sabotage YouTubers who have already been sabotaged by the adpocalypse, which again was another moral panic contrived and inflated by corporate media networks, because we're their competition and we're kicking their ass without the giant ad budget that they've got. So they got rid of most of the monetization on the videos through the adpocalypse. They probably reduced it by, I don't know, 2/3 at least. Oh, but then we had a Super Chat feature. fans of the channel could ask questions. They could pay, you know, $5, $10, $15, whatever they wanted, to have that question highlighted and have it answered on a live stream. No, you're not allowed to do that. That's hate speech, because, again, God forbid these content creators should be able to make money. This is the transparent purpose of this entire report, to undermine people financially, to sabotage them at that level, just as the communist Chinese government does with their social credit score. Again, this is the embryonic stage of the social credit system in America, in the West, and it's being driven by the authoritarian left. It's being driven by groups like Data and Society, by corporate networks like The Guardian, who are losing readers, losing money, because their talking points and their narratives no longer resonate with most people. So instead of getting better arguments and shifting their political positions, they just silence, intimidate, financially sabotage their competition, and that's what this is all about. Article continues, one of the challenges for YouTube is how careful the more extreme members of the network are to avoid breaking the platform's community guidelines. So again, this is all about lobbying YouTube to look at every single person that they put together in this ridiculous conspiracy of the dangerous alt-right network. The vast majority of people within which are not alt-right, disagree with the alt-right, hate the alt-right, get abused by the alt-right in many cases. So they're trying to get YouTube to look at it to shut us down, or at least limit with the algorithm, the deadly algorithm. For example, I made a video about Bono a couple of weeks ago, and his rampant hypocrisy on flying the EU flag on stage, his rampant hypocrisy on global warming, climate change, and all these other issues. Now, YouTube is the second biggest search engine in the world, only one behind Google. As of a few days ago, if you went and searched for Bono on YouTube, my video was quite high up. Let's just leave it at that. Don't want to give them any ideas. But again, this is what they mean with algorithmic censorship. Article continues, YouTube issues awards to accounts when the content creator reaches 100,000, 1 million or 10 million subscribers. At these milestones, the company also reviews the account to make sure they have not infringed copyright or violated YouTube's community guidelines. So again, another attempt to force YouTube to look at these accounts, to monitor these accounts, and eventually, if they get their own way, to shut down these accounts. The vast majority of YouTube's moderation decisions are based on the content of videos. The exception to this rule is foreign terrorists. In these cases, YouTube refers to a list of individuals and organizations supplied by the government and will block them from creating channels, regardless of whether those channels violate YouTube community standards. So again, in the third to last paragraph, they bring up foreign terrorists, again, guilt by association. Oh, YouTube monitors foreign terrorist videos. Why should it not monitor these videos? Because they're akin to ISIS propaganda, right? They're radicalizing young people. That's their entire argument. No evidence whatsoever to back it up. But see how they just slip it in there, snidely right at the end of the article. Lewis proposes that YouTube should consider not only reviewing the content of the channels identified in the report, but the people they host and what their guests say. So Big Brother is not watching closely enough. They need to review all these channels. They need to review every word that comes out of every guest's mouth to see if it violates their arbitrary, vague definitions of what constitutes harassment or hate speech, as you saw with the Alex Jones channel, as you saw with the Alex Jones Facebook and Twitter accounts, when we were shut down completely for basically the crime in the case of Twitter of Alex Jones being mean to a CNN reporter. See how they're working this in now. They got rid of Alex Jones, now they're coming for everyone else. Ben Shapiro, Steven Crowder, Tim Pool, who is a liberal, yours truly, Gavin McInnes, everyone on this list. The article concludes, YouTube is choosing to continue to endorse the content of these people who are delivering really harmful messages. Yeah, harmful to what? Harmful to your agenda to flood the West with migrants, harmful to your agenda to kill free speech across the board. That's the only way in which I'm harmful. It would be an opportune time to make their standards stricter for people that have that level of influence. Complete, basic, transparent call for censorship right there in the last paragraph. And who's funding it all? George Soros, Open Society, New York Times, Microsoft, giant corporations lobbying to shut down their competition once again because they're getting their butt kicked. They're getting their butts kicked in the culture war, they're getting their narrative crucified. Transparent, ridiculous, absurd, shameful. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, live is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show before we go back to the news. And it's big in terms of China's social credit score system. It is the second to last run special on Super Male Vitality. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, this is the second to last run. of the legendary Super Male Vitality Formula to help you experience the power of this fan-favorite formula. We're dropping the price by 50% off. Go and read the thousands of five-star reviews from listeners who've been blown away by the effects of Super Male Vitality, a game-changing formula that uses ancient wisdom and modern equipment to boost your male vitality and help you fight fatigue easily. Go and take advantage of the massive savings available at InfoWarsStore.com and Super Male Vitality to see why our listeners and customers stand by this great product. So you can get it for 50% off. It's the second to last run. It's not going to stick around for long. That is Super Male Vitality, 50% off on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. They cannot financially sabotage us yet if you still keep getting the products. It's basically the last line of defense. Where we also have the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula at a sale price of just $19.95. Again, that is a massive 50% off. We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth, to help you save big on this new product and stock up. We're dropping the price to just $19.95. Our previous supplier was unable to get the incredible ingredients that we needed to create this formula while keeping the cost low. So since we want to make sure that you got the best value possible, we've now switched to a new supplier with even better ingredients. Things like the chicken bone broth, the turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, and alfalfa herb powder, and even more, even better ingredients right now, just $19.95. It is Ultimate Bone Broth, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also select the auto ship option to get an extra 10% subscription discount, and you don't have to keep remembering to reorder the product when you run out. That is $17.96 with a 10% subscription discount. Massive savings on Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Support this network as you continue to do, even in the face of massive increased big tech censorship, which brings us to this story out of news.com.au. This is out of Australia, but it's about China. Big Brother, China's chilling dictatorship moves to introduce scorecards to control everyone. Imagine that headline. If that headline had been on InfoWars.com 10 years ago, it would have been evidence of a fevered mind, a crazy conspiracy theory. Now it's in the mainstream media. China's dictatorship will introduce personal scorecards where citizens will be monitored 24/7 and ranked on behavior. Now, this has been knocking around for a few years. We first reported on it, I believe, in 2015. It was launched in 2016. It's going to be completed totally in 2020. But the more we hear about this, the more this is beyond Orwellian. China's chilling dictatorship is moving quickly to introduce social scorecards in which all citizens will be monitored 24/7 and ranked on their behavior in real time, as it goes on to describe. The Communist Party's plan is for every one of its 1.4 billion citizens to be at the whim of a dystopian social credit system, and it's on track to be fully operational by the year 2020. An active pilot program has already seen millions of people assigned a score out of 800, and they then either reap its benefits or suffer its consequences depending on which end of the scale they sit. There's literally a Black Mirror episode, which just won an Emmy last night, the series won an Emmy, where it's a woman, and they each have a social credit score on their phone, and based on their interactions with the police, with the other members of the public, based on their purchasing behavior, that social credit score goes up and down. They've literally, I don't know who copied who. It was probably China who came up with the idea first. But it's here, and it's even worse than that Black Mirror episode. I don't remember people being punished in that Black Mirror episode for buying alcohol. Maybe they were. But they are going to be in China, and this is what they want here, in the UK, in the West, in America. Under the social credit scheme, points are lost and gained based on readings. There you see the Black Mirror episode where they talk about this. Based on readings from a sophisticated network of 200 million surveillance cameras, the figure set to triple in 18 months. So they're going to have 600 million surveillance cameras controlling this. This is beyond Orwell. The program has been enabled by rapid advances in facial recognition, body scanning, and geo-tracking. So everyone's face automatically flags up on this system, and they know whether you've been naughty or nice. The data is combined with information collected from individuals' government records, medical and educational, along with their financial and internet browsing histories. Listen to this. Overall scores can go up and down in real time, dependent on the person's behavior, but they can also be affected by people they associate with. Oh, so you remember before the break I was talking about the association of YouTubers who have appeared on each other's channel. And in fact, they go on in this article to talk about people who have posted things they shouldn't have done on social media. That makes their score go down. So again, what does that do? It creates this process of you need to distance yourself from your friends if they behave badly in favor of, getting closer to the state. So if your friends have done something bad, in fact, from what I read before, you can actually gain points from reporting bad behavior. So there's the tattletale aspect to it too. You distance yourself from their friends if they're bad, because their bad behavior, which means buying alcohol or criticizing the state, impacts on you. You see how that works? Very, very insidious. Listen to this. If your best friend or your dad says something negative about the government, you'll lose points too. So it's literally like when the youth brigades out of 1984 grassed up their own parents. But it wasn't, I mean, it's worse than that, because as far as I know, they weren't impacted by the bad behavior of their parents in Orwell's 1984, but you will be in China under this system, which they want to bring here. The mandatory social credit system was first announced in 2014 in a bid to reinforce the notion that keeping trust is glorious and breaking trust is disgraceful, according to a government document. Now, there's an episode to air on ABC Australia tonight where the system's summarized by Taijin General Manager Jai Kong, who says, if people keep their promises, they can go anywhere in the world. If people break their promises, they won't be able to move an inch. And they'll literally bar you from traveling anywhere if your social credit score is too low. This is the most terrifying system, the most Orwellian surveillance-centric system, the most Brave New World system that we've ever seen on planet Earth. And it's going to be completed in 2 years. It's already rolling out now. Under the system, those deemed to be top citizens are awarded bonus points. This is, they basically borrowed every single feature out of dystopian horror movies, out of dystopian fiction, and put it into this system. What was the one? There was, I think it was Escape from New York or something, where they were, the well-behaved citizens were rewarded bonus points for reporting dissidents and for chasing them and stuff like that. So they've literally borrowed everything out of every dystopian thriller you can imagine. The benefits of being ranked on the higher end of the scale include waived deposits on hotels and rental cars. Oh, so they'll give you the carrot as well as the stick if you're a good boy. VIP treatment at airports, discounted loans, priority job applications, and fast-tracking to the most prestigious universities. But if you're a bad boy, it's quite different. If you're at the bottom of the scale, it doesn't take much to end up on the wrong side of the scale, with an estimated 10 million people already paying the price of a low rating. Jaywalking, late payments on bills or taxes, buying too much alcohol, or speaking out against the government, each cost citizen points. Now, that is exactly the system they're trying to bring here by unpersoning people, as they did with Alex Jones literally taking down his LinkedIn profile. And then it's, well, do you have the right to have a bank account? Do you have the right to have a credit card or get a mortgage if you're engaging in hate speech on the internet? You see how that works? Robert Spencer, wasn't it, who got his credit card revoked by MasterCard, got his Patreon access revoked because of hate speech. He was being punished because he was a bad boy. That is an embryonic social credit system. It's already here, and it's only going to get worse unless we fight against it. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the final segment of the Alex Jones Show in this fourth hour. Before we get into some final news stories, I want to tell you about a couple more specials available at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have bodies 50% off. This is the ultimate turmeric formula. It uses a medicinal herb of thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. And again, what we advertise this for, what we, the foundation we sell it on, is you get way more benefits than what we even advertise in terms of mental health. If you want to go and read the peer-reviewed studies between the connection between turmeric and mental health, that's always worthwhile. But after a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we've finally gotten enough bodies back in stock to provide our fellow InfoWarriors with 50% off. It is there for the joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, immune support. And it's a true 360 win. It's got the turmeric root extract, the Boswellia serrata extract, organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm and thyme leaves, and piperine from black pepper. It will help you take control of your body and feel the power of turmeric like never before. Don't wait until it's almost out of stock again. Take advantage of modern science paired with a powerful ancient ingredient, turmeric, with bodies at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Go and read the independent five-star reviews. That is bodies at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network. Now, we were getting to the end of this article, which was about the most terrifying Orwellian system that you've ever heard of in reality. It goes way beyond. It outstrips 1984, Brave New World, any dystopian thriller that you can think of. It is China's social credit score. And we get into what happens to the people whose credit scores aren't so good. The people who have bought alcohol or spoken out against the government. Literally paying bills late, jaywalking, reduces your social credit score, which is linked to your phone, which is linked to your facial recognition, which is linked to 600 million surveillance cameras. Can you think of anything more dystopian, more Big Brother than that? And again, it's already here in a limited format with what's happening with free speech. They want to extend it to other things. We've seen numerous conservatives deplatformed. We've seen their Patreons taken away, their credit cards removed, even their inability to get bank accounts because they have the wrong political opinion. So how much different is that to what the communist Chinese government is imposing on its citizens in China? It's at least the same thing in embryonic format, and it's only going to get worse. Now listen to this. Other mooted punishable offences include spending too long playing video games. So all your video game time will be linked into this same system. Wasting money on frivolous purchases. Again, completely vague, could mean anything. Posting on social media, and of course criticizing the government on social media. Penalties range from losing the right to travel by plane or train, social media account suspensions, and being barred from government jobs. They give an example here. Chinese journalist Liu Xu is one of the millions who have already amassed a low social credit rating. He was arrested, jailed, and fined after he exposed government corruption. He told ABC, the government regards me as an enemy. He's now banned from travelling by plane or fast train. I guess this is what they want for Alex Jones, for his hate speech as well. Never mind, you can't be on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. You can't have a website. You can't sell products. You can't travel. Maybe you can't breathe. His social media accounts with millions of followers have been suspended. He struggles to find work. This kind of social control is against the tide of the world. The Chinese people's eyes are blinded and their ears are blocked. They know little about the world and are living in an illusion. So again, they give another example. Somebody who fled the US, actually this is a whistleblower, told ABC that China's surveillance system suddenly ramped up after the end of 2016. He said, since then, advanced surveillance technology, which we've never seen, never experienced, never heard of, started appearing. That is China's social credit score system. I'm going to have to make a video about that because nobody's really put it together in its whole and what it means and how it's already being imported and embryonically introduced in the West to some extent. Another video, which I'm hopefully going to be putting out later on my channel, is about cell phone addiction, about the question of why tech elites keep their own children away from smartphones, away from iPads, away from televisions, while, of course, literally making billions and billions of dollars off the sale of those same products to the general public. The link between the addictiveness of these technologies and depression, especially childhood depression in the modern world, the fact that, for example, the swipe down mechanism on your Twitter feed and on other social media feeds and other apps, when you swipe down to get the latest updates, the latest notifications, that was literally modeled on a slot machine where you pull the handle in a casino. They literally modeled it on that because they thought it would increase addictiveness, and boy, it did. Another example, the Facebook notifications, you'll notice they're red. They weren't always red. When they originally developed them, they were blue. Those little numbers that pop up over your messages, your notifications, your friend requests, they were originally blue. They noticed that nobody was interested in checking them if they were blue. As soon as they turned them red, they literally triggered a panic alarm in the brain, and to assuage that, you know, background anxiousness, you have to check the notifications over and over and over again. So they literally created a generation of addicts, addicted to cell phones, addicted to social media, and look at the depression now in teens, and I give some stats about this. This is all going to be in a video later on tonight, probably it will be up on the channel, as to why they designed it to be so addictive and why many of these tech elites are now expressing remorse as to what they've inflicted on society. It's very, very interesting indeed. So there'll be a video up about that, hopefully later on tonight. Let's get into some final headlines here out of Europe. Holland, judge gives Afghan migrant who raped mentally disabled teen girl lighter sentence to save him from being deported. A 38-year-old Afghan migrant raped an 18-year-old mentally disabled girl in the Netherlands and was given a lighter sentence by a judge in order to save him from being deported. Basically what happened, this 18-year-old girl walked into a store. I presume those were the only two people in it. He dragged her into the back. He raped her. But the judge said, well, your residency permit might be affected by this if we actually give you the proper sentence that a rapist should get. Now, bearing in mind that in Afghanistan, which is a different culture, they literally have something called Bacha Barzi, where old men, tribal elders, get to rape young boys on a regular basis, and nobody does anything about it. You remember the US military blew the whistle on it, and nothing happened. That's their culture, and now apparently, according to some authorities in Amsterdam, Holland, that's okay to import. Literally, they did not deport him, they did not give him the proper punishment, because, quote, it would lead to his expulsion. Absolutely incredible. You have a situation in the Netherlands where people who criticize Islam are routinely the target of assassination attempts. We had, just a couple of weeks ago, Geert Wilders, of course, the anti-mass immigration politician, set to hold a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest in Amsterdam. A guy literally gets up on Facebook, puts out a video, a Muslim migrant saying, no, I'm going to assassinate him, I'm going to stage a terrorist attack. Thankfully, they arrested the guy because he was dumb enough to put it on the internet days before. But then other threats rolled in and they just cancelled the event altogether. Once again, proving, apparently in their eyes, that terrorism does indeed work. Now, the Netherlands itself has a huge problem with Muslim grooming gangs, like virtually every other European country does since it instituted mass migration and open borders. More than 1,000 underage Dutch girls are groomed and sold into sex slavery every year by young pimps with migrant backgrounds. And again, you have a Muslim party now in the Netherlands, a Muslim political party, who's telling Dutch citizens to leave their own country if they don't like the increasing number of Muslim migrants populating Dutch cities. Meanwhile, a 38-year-old Afghan migrant who raped a mentally disabled 18-year-old gets away with it, basically does not get deported, because they didn't want his residency permit to be affected. That's the situation in Europe right now, where Merkel is set to fire her domestic intelligence chief who questioned the Chemnitz migrant hunt narrative. So basically, obviously, we had a bunch of protests in Chemnitz, Germany, a few weeks ago, because two migrants stabbed to death a German citizen. They had mass protests in the aftermath of that. They caught one or two of these migrants, from what I remember of the reports, spitting on the graves of Germans. They were obviously angry. They chased after them to a certain extent. Then the German media got a hold of this and claimed that German people were hunting down migrants, basically killing them, which never happened. And now, because Merkel's domestic intelligence chief questioned this narrative, questioned as to why you should believe Antifa videos that claim something, even though they're obviously incredibly politically partisan, he merely said, let's wait for the evidence to come in. Now he's been fired. And you wonder why Angela Merkel's approval rating in Germany is in the toilet. Absolutely incredible situation that still continues, unfortunately, to get worse across the continent. That's going to wrap it up for this hour of the Alex Jones Show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNLive.com.